simply doesn't. And a good investigator, we'll talk about that in a moment. Good investigator, you don't have to be Johnny on the spot. You don't have to be Dick Tracy. There are plenty of families with investigators who never knew that they were investigators. You've seen these folks. You try to come in and bullshit your mom about something back in the day when you're a kid. You come in the house late. Fucking police are outside. What's going on? I don't know. But the police are outside with flashlights. What the fuck's going on? I don't know. Oh, you don't know? You sit your fucking ass down. And we'll keep the lights off in case they're looking for you. Or you better tell me what you know now. And then you spit it out, right? Because you tried to bullshit her, right? There's all types of different investigators in your family. You go over fucking somewhere. You might have a spouse like this, right? You go over somewhere, aunt and uncle are fucking, it's like a central intelligence agency. Interrogation. The only thing missing is an airplane over a black site. What's going on at school? Yeah, boom, boom, boom. Look like gained some weight. Look like gained about, and one chimes in, look like gained about 25 pounds, doesn't he? They got the hot lights on you, man. So there's all kind of different investigators and families, right? They don't even understand that they're good investigators. You don't have to have some kind of a certificate or whatever to be an investigator. You folks are investigating this stuff all the time. You discern whether something's truthful or whether it's bullshit. And you're good at it. Because anybody who's listening to this show understands the basic premises of what we're saying. That are advanced concepts, by the way. These are advanced concepts, man. That's why it's stunning to me how the fucking show grows so fast. And it's growing by leaps and bounds. Payne.tv is growing. The Public Side Thomas Paine podcast. I mean, these are advanced concepts. Trying to understand that almost everybody in the government is trying to play you. They already have played you. They're just looking for the next play. And you're not a citizen to them. You're not a constituent. You're a mark. So it's to your credit that you even understand what the fuck I'm saying. It really is. So there's different investigators, different levels of investigators. You may consider yourself amateur, whatever it takes, as long as you're using critical thinking out there. None of the stuff that they're reporting even passes the smell test of critical thinking. We know that prior infections of anything provide the best protection. But then the CDC comes out and says that's not true. How is that possible? These assholes just rewrote fucking thousands of years of medicine. Oh, because they're so fucking special? These people are flunkies. These people are flunkies. Look at their background. Look at the background of these people. They didn't go to top schools. They didn't. They're hacks. You can look it up on your own time. It's stunning. It's fucking stunning. And everything is about selling you something, a product to save you. But then with that has come a shit ton of problems, health problems, or death. More than the so-called disease. The cure is the killer. And all the governments around the world are pushing you toward the cure. In unison. Go take the cure. Go take the cure. The governments never gave a fuck about you this much ever. That should make you run away like Forrest fucking Gump. When the government lines up and says, we care about you so much that we're willing to put both of our boots on your neck until you listen to us because we just want to save your life. Run. Run as far and as fast as you can. Many people have, and they're sitting pretty. Many people have not, and they are not sitting pretty because they're not sitting at all. They're either laid down somewhere, curled up in a fetal position, in a hospital bed, or taking a dirt nap, or on their way to doing that, on their way to being 6 feet under, or in a box of ashes. just funk you out. I didn't forget what day it is. A little pirate radio. We'll get to it. The text came in right before I turned on the mic. I said, son of a bitch, I wasn't even paying attention. Let's go over it. We're going to have somebody on here in the next couple days if everything clicks, talking about stock market. It's going to be very interesting. And talking about the mRNA stocks. We've caught each other's attention as I've come out talking about it. My time at Citigroup gives me somewhat of a different perspective than most folks. Pfizer stock continues its slide down another. What was it down today? Let me look it up. I've been on this for, what, 6 or 7 days? It's interesting to watch. It's fucking very interesting. Down another 1% today. That puts them in the last month down 12.26%. You know how I said Joe Biden's approval ratings are down? So a little war, little global conflict will help not only distract Americans from the shit show at home and from the let the bodies drop, let the bodies drop marathon. Pfizer's been pulling out all the stops and their stock keeps going down. Guess what's coming? They're going to have their own distraction coming to try to pump that stock price up and make Wall Street forget about it. You know what that fucking means? Look the fuck out. They're going. Did you ever see it on the wall in case of emergency? Break glass is like an axe. Yeah, they're and a hose. Yeah, they just broke the glass. That stock price is going down when it should be going up. They're selling shit all over the fucking world. Their stock price should be going up. It's tanking. The word is on the street. People are fucking dropping dead. Wall Street knows and hears about this and reacts to this first. They don't give a fuck about political spin. This is money. If they can make money on short and Pfizer stock, they're going to make it. I don't give a flying fuck about Pfizer. The politicians do. Wall Street does. They'll make money one way or the other. Stocks going north, they'll make money. Stocks going south, they'll make money. Well, stocks going south. And so Fauci and his winged monkeys, they're going to try to put a tourniquet on it. And they're going to try to pump it back up because they've done it time and time again over the last 2 years. That's bad news if you have a kid under 5. They're coming. They're coming for the kids, the young kids. Birth to 5. Imagine little babies born. Nurse says, welcome to the world. Kid, they put a little hat on the kid. Check his Apgar scores. Take him over there under the lamp. He's got 10 toes, got 10 fingers. Kid's got good color. Write down a little score, right? Kid's got perfect Apgar score. And he's got a hat. Welcome to the world, dude. You got a fucking hat and a colored blanket with a stripe on it. Life is fucking good, dude. Oh, until they say, well, it's time for your jab.
Over and out.
That could be over and out at the point. And we're hearing from our folks. That's in play. Before, wherever you're at in this country, before things start to thaw from the spring and the winter, four and under. So kids under 5, basically, will be getting jabbed. And guess what? There's not a fucking thing you can do to stop it because it's all about money and stock and control and whatever the hell that they're trying to do with these jabs. But make no doubt, they have poisoned a lot of kids, and they're looking to poison more. And you know what they're going to do? Out of the fucking gates. There's no pun intended. Bill Gates. Melinda Gates. Out of the gates. There's not going to be The young bucks, the real young bucks, 5 and under, get 2 jabs and then come back for the booster. It's going to be 3 shots out of the fucking gate. 3 shots out of the gate at that age. That's going to be devastating. That'll prove to be devastating in their lives. And don't worry, Pfizer's already submitted the bullshit documents to the FDA. We got people inside the FDA. You're not even going to believe what fucking is going on in the FDA. We talk about it on the hot wire, our highest level. We haven't even gotten rolled our sleeves up on exactly what's going on in the FDA. It's fucking ugly in the FDA. It's ugly. Good people they're running for their lives. They're leaving. Long careers, they're just wrapping. I'm not even talking about the top brass. I'm talking about the folks who make that place run. They're leaving. They can't sign off on all this bullshit that's going on behind the scenes. And what's going on behind the scenes is absolutely stunning. We'll talk about it again this weekend on Hot Wire, and we have other stuff. But Pfizer, you know, they submitted clinical trials. Oh my God. Kids under 5. They're so safe from this. Yeah, that's turned out to be a bunch of bullshit time and time again, but that's okay, the FDA. You can imagine how that's going to go. There's not a goddamn thing you can do about it. It's already been decided. Normally, that's something I would tell you on Hot Wire. But we will take it a step further on Hot Wire. But they're coming. And not a matter of months, a matter of weeks. And that's what happens when the stocks start to fucking tumble. And where is Moderna at? Let me look it up. Just on the fly, if you don't mind. That's the kind of guy I am. I can do things on the fly. Moderna stock. Where was it today? One day. Oh, fuck's sake. I'm glad we looked this up. One day, down 6.7%. 1 month, 37%. The word on the street's out. The word on the street's out. The financial community. They're fucking whacking people. People are dying. And guess what's going to come? These guys are full of shit. If they think that they have immunity. You don't have immunity. You think you have immunity. Let me tell you guys something right now about lawsuits. When I worked for Citigroup. I think Citigroup's this big fucking... We have 325,000 employees worldwide. It's like a big brontosaurus. It's just like... You can't, how do you take this thing down? How do you stop it? How can you do it? How can you fire a shot at such a big... just a big woolly mammoth of a corporation just... kind of goes along very slowly and just run you over and eat you up. Lawsuits. We used to get notifications of lawsuits from lawyers. The whole fucking department would be paralyzed. Even like demand letters from lawyers and stuff. Oh my God. Oh. I booked a conference room. Let's get in there. It's crazy. We got to talk about this. This is bad news. This could be the end of it. Lawsuits. And then the lawyers would come in, whether it's general counsel or they bring outside counsel, and you sit down with these fucking people and they're like, look, here's the deal. The lawyers love it, right? They walk around there. They got like secretaries going, would you like more coffee? Would you like something else to eat? The lawyers are sitting there like on top of the world, making crazy money. Licensed to be a dick and tell you how your world's going to end. And they sit there and tell you, look, we're going to win this case, but it's going to kill us financially. You understand? And if we get 4 or 5 or 6 of these cases, we're going to be in real bad shape. Well, guess what? They might have immunity from the government, but they still, when the cases come rolling in, they still have to defend them. Very expensive. Very expensive. And the effect that that has on the stock price. So immunity is fucking... immunity doesn't mean dick. At the end of the day to me. I mean, there are plenty of cases I saw filed against us at Citigroup that the plaintiff had no chance of winning. No chance. Zero fucking chance. I mean, zero. no chance ever to win on grounds, on merit, on, and they settled them out. The insurance companies for cities said, settle the fucker out. Settle it. Settle it now. This fucking thing ballooning up turns into publicity. Some other guy gets wind of this. Some other gal gets wind of this, and they sue us too. Settle this fucking thing now and make it go away. Everybody signed their NDAs. Not say a fucking word about it. Tie it up in a bow and get rid of this bag of dog shit now. That's how you break Pfizer. That's how you break Moderna. That's how you break them all. Just because the government says that they have immunity doesn't mean dick. And especially if you can prove a conspiracy between government and said big pharma, look the fuck out. Look the fuck out. And there's no doubt. There's no doubt. Just from our folks in the FDA, what they tell us about what goes on, it's all good. It all has to come out. So, you know, these people will eventually be deposed in a criminal proceeding or a civil proceeding, and they will fucking say what went down. Manipulation, lies, fabrication, behind the scenes to push these things through. The system. The folks in our regulatory agencies knew that these would wipe people the fuck out, and they approved them anyhow. Why? Why? That puts them on the hook. That puts them on the hook. You understand? It's insane. It literally is. What do we got? We got some fucking video here. Not too much video because we're playing a... We had two good videos last night, my God, at the end of the show. Check those suckers out. I just had an idea. Maybe I'll throw them on the ass end of this one. I don't know. Hey, it's my show. I can do what the fuck I want. Right? Yeah. I keep forgetting that. I keep forgetting that. How about some couple quick videos? We'll get into the news, and then, we got a lot to cover. I don't even know how long we've been doing this. But take it to the bank. They're coming for little kids. Because it's another in case of emergency break glass. In case you don't hit your numbers, selling the poison, break glass and go after the next target market, which is a little bucks, five and under. I thought about it today. We have like some pictures on some kind of cloud or something. We had to put them on the cloud because the FBI. Almost let a forbidden swear word fly there. The blanks in the FBI, you can read between the lines. When they came in, you can't even believe this. They came in, they like raided the joint over nothing, right? Just to harass us. And they took all the scrapbooks we had of kids, of our kids when we were young. Like going to a different places, going to the park, going to the zoo. The pictures. You amass when you're fucking a mom and a dad and you're proud and you're building a family and you take photographs of the things you do, the places you go. If it's a snowstorm, the kids are out running around in the fucking snow and throwing snowballs, little videos. They took it all. And they wouldn't give it back. They said, no, you're not going to get it back. Go fuck yourself because you didn't plead out when we wanted you to plead out. You didn't do a deal with us, so fuck you. You're not getting your pictures back. Can you imagine the petty assholes that you're dealing with? Good luck. As I said before, good luck going against these guys. They're fucking crazy. Who would take family photos and like never give them back? What's the point of that? People, you have a grudge against the FBI. Oh, you fucking think? That grudge has been settled. Those guys are exposed. We're on to other things now, bigger than the FBI. Those guys are small ball. Fucking small ball. This is major league stuff we're talking about on a daily basis. The FBI is fucking... It's like T-ball. Those guys are small ball. They've been reduced. They've been shrunk. Shrunk down to fucking Fauci size in the last 5 or 6 years. I'm glad we had something to do with it. We're not taking credit for all, but we'll take credit for a piece of it. Anyway, so we put our pictures on a cloud thinking these blanks, thinking these beeps couldn't get to it. If they came back, who fucking knows, right? Anyhow, the cloud reminds us every day, hey, here are your memories from this day, this date. the 20th of January. If you took any photos from the 20th of January in any year, it shows you photos. So it showed a photos of our kids. I guess they're about five, with some family friends who are the same age, two brothers, etc., playing hockey. Little kids out playing hockey outdoors. 3, 4, 5, 6, somewhere around there. And I was looking at the photos, I'm saying, I could not imagine putting a needle into these kids of something I have no idea what's in it, and watching other people drop and get heart disease and heart attacks and just fucking people dying on athletic fields. I could not imagine sitting out there taking pictures of these kids skating outdoors, having the time of their lives, enjoying just being kids, and then put a needle into these kids like that. I couldn't even imagine it. It's stunning. It's stunning that people will do it. And they're going to line the kids up. There's a saying one of my relatives told me, one of my Polish relatives told me. Kids pay for the mistakes of their parents. Well, that was before this shit. That was way back. It was 20 years ago when I heard that. I mean, they really pay for the mistakes of their parents on this one. Really fucking pay. Videotape. What do we got? I think we're going to Biden first, so let's just go to Biden. We'll mow through these. We'll get to the news, and then we'll play a few other things we have up our sleeves. But we're off to a good start tonight, and we got Marie Albanese tomorrow on Friday. Another strong week, man. I don't know. The show's getting better. It just is. It's just been better. I don't know why. Maybe we're getting better at this. Like, maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. We started. We know what the fuck we were doing. If you listen to the first podcast, go to thomaspainpodcast.com. It has a whole scroll of all of our shows. You can click on any one and it'll play. If you go all the way to episode one, I sound like a fucking asshole. I mean, I don't sound that bad, but I don't sound like I do now. I'm nervous. I don't know what the fuck's going on. In certain spots, I think I carried the show pretty well, but for the first one, but it's choppy. It's not me. It's me trying to be, presentable, and me trying to make sure that I sound perfect. And those early shows, I was trying to sound perfect, like fucking Rush or somebody else. You know what I mean? I felt like I had to match up against them, and you're not yourself. And there's nothing worse than fucking trying to be perfect. It's like a recipe for disaster. Just go out and do things. You don't have to have perfection, right? It takes years to get really good at something and many, many hours. Just go do it. It's more important to do it than it is to sound perfect. And I think I just come off sounding like an idiot in my own analysis. But I don't know. The show's flowing, and it just flows. It just flows. Somebody's watching out for us. There's no doubt about it. Let's go to the videotape. This is really one of those clips where you have to see it to believe it. Okay, I forgot we had this clip. I watched stuff. I laughed out loud after I watched this clip. I laughed out loud for 5 minutes. I watched it 6, 7 times. I thought it was so fucking funny, right? Because it starts off so serious, and the reporter in Melbourne, right? She has a mask on and a face shield, and on the top of it, of the face shield, it actually says face shield. Like, you wouldn't know it's a fucking face shield if it didn't say face shield. And she's at the hospital, and she has a mask on and a face shield. But the nurse they're talking about who's putting on the PPE, she doesn't have a, I don't think she has a mask on. And it's so, I mean, if we could get a look inside of the COVID ward, it's chaos. And some nurse comes bebopping by doing dance moves. Total bullshit. It's bullshit on in every fucking country. Everything is bullshit. I mean, not that people are sick. They are. They are. But I'm telling you, flat fucking out, it's not for the reasons they say. The reasons they say are a cover story. The cure is the killer. The cure is what's making people sick. The fake cure. Well, let's start calling it the cure. It's safe to call things the cure now. Do you understand? I don't have to say vaccine because I get flagged. I could say cure. That's not picked up by the censors. What is he talking about? Is he talking about the rock band, The Cure? I mean, this guy's really throwing us for a loop. I mean, but do you see? I'll play it again. Fuck it. Let's play it again. It's fantastic. It's one of the best clips of the year.
As the nation marks its deadliest day. First to today, Melbourne reporter Christina Hearn, who's outside the COVID ward at the Austin Hospital. Chris, there are major changes today for Victoria's health system.
Ali, in an unprecedented move, a code brown has been declared for all of Melbourne's major hospitals and six regional health services. I'm just going to show you around. I'm inside the Austin Hospital, outside one of their three COVID wards. This is Nurse Danielle. She's putting on all the PPE, of course, required to go inside that COVID ward. You know, she would do that each and every day and then, of course, spend long shifts inside. Steve's just going to take you inside that COVID ward, of course, as far as we can go. Of course, we can see some workers in there in their full PPE.
What the fuck, y'all? God damn!
I see you, literally the ICU. I see you. You don't see me with my camera because you're dancing in the ICU. Everybody knows you're full of shit. This is going to be one of my biggest COVID hits. I see you in the ICU. Dancing in the fucking ICU. Oh, yeah, it looks... And the COVID ward, it's chaos here. The choreographer will be here in 10 minutes. Places, people. Places, everyone.